With an overtime loss to the Prince Albert Raiders on Friday, March 14, the Red Deer Rebels were officially eliminated from playoff contention this season. Heading into the weekend, the Rebels were trailing the Swift Current Broncos by 10 points for the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Hockey League's Eastern Conference with just 5 games remaining on the schedule. This meant the Rebels would only make the playoffs if they went undefeated in their remaining regular season and the Broncos lost all of their remaining games in regulation. Raiders forward Aiden O'Iring pure his team on top just 3:36 into the opening period. Lacombe's Daxon Rudolph picked up one of his 2 assists in the game on this goal. Red Deer fired back with 3 quick goals. About 9 minutes into the period, Jackson Futter picked up the puck from his own zone, carried it all the way down the ice, skated around the net and then whipped a shot past Raiders goaltender Dimitri Fortin. Futter's 11th of the season was assisted by Derek Thurston and Brett Calhoun. About 4 minutes later, Futter passed the puck to Gleb Semyonov, who was crashing the Raiders' net. Semyonov was stopped on his first shot, but was able to bang in a rebound for his 2nd of the season. Rebels forward Kalen Lind added to Red Deer's lead at 14:29 with his 11th of the season. Semyonov picked up the lone assist on the tally. The Raiders managed to tie the game before the end of the period, thanks to goals from Niall Crocker at 15:38 and O'Iring at 17:40. Neither team was able to score another goal throughout the rest of regulation. O'Iring completed a hat trick with less than a minute left in overtime to give Prince Albert a 4-3 overtime victory. Rebels goaltender Peyton Shore stopped 21 of the 25 shots he faced, while Fortin stopped 26 of 29 shots in the Raiders' crease. O'Iring was named the game's number one star, Futter was the second star and Semyonov was the third star. The following night, the Rebels traveled to Medicine Hat to battle the Eastern Conference best Tigers. Tigers forward Gavin McKenna had 3 goals and 4 assists, while his teammate Oasis Weisblatt scored 3 of his own, in a dominant 7-3 victory over the Rebels. Matthew Gard scored 2 of Red Deer's 3 goals, Captain Ollie Josephson scored the other. Red Deer will travel to Calgary on Wednesday, March 19, to battle the Hitmen. The Rebels' final home game of the 2024-25 regular season is set for Saturday, March 22 against the Hitmen, with puck drop set for 7 p.m.